Okay, let's talk about this. There is a lady and she's saying there's no good men left in the world. Girl, we hear you. So what she has done, she's fallen in love with, get this, and I don't know if this is where the ladies have to go to find a good man these days, she's fallen in love with an alien.
Yeah, I don't know.
It can happen, my friend, even though I'm not a believer. But what happened? She, you know, hasn't had any luck with men, and she went to sleep one night, and in her dream she heard this voice going, meet me in the usual spot. And she goes, and even though I've never heard that voice before, I knew what it meant. The next evening, she sat beside her open window. She waited. She started to fall asleep. But at around 12:15 a.m., a flying saucer swept into view. Bella, her name is. Before she knew it, she wasn't in her bedroom any longer.
Yeah.
There was a bright green beam which transported her to the UFO. Okay? She found herself surrounded by five aliens in the UFO.
Five. Okay.
She said they were very slender and tall. And she wasn't frightened at all. On the contrary, Maddie, she was love struck. She connected with one of them.
I find that odd. I find that, like, just how you can meet an alien, they look so different, and then you're like,
and
yeah,
you can fall in love.
How you're attracted to it. It's interesting, because if you're attracted to aliens, where does that start and stop, as in being attracted to things that are not very human?
So she's fell in love with him, and then the alien told her that dating a human was taboo. It's like, you know, Romeo and Juliet, I guess. So
messes up with the DNA or the genetics or something, you know, like it's a crossover, and you get a bit of a wonky alien human kid.
You don't want that. So then he said she had to consent to go away with them. She had to give her consent, of course.
At least they ask. That's nice.
So that's a good thing. Very courteous. And she said she didn't want to consent because she thought she might go away forever and not see anyone of her friends again. So she didn't consent. Now, after the 20 minutes, she left the UFO. So 20 minutes, she's fallen in love, asked for consent to go away with him, but then said no. So if you're thinking she's alone in this encounter, the National UFO Center reported that sightings have jumped up from about 1,000 in 2020 to last year, 7,200 recorded encounters with extraterrestrials.
That's a massive spike.
It is. So from 1,000 in 2020 to 2021, 7,200.
So does that mean that there's more aliens on the move, or is that because maybe people are working from home and things like that? They've had some more alien spotting time.
Yeah, look, I'm not over all that at the moment.
Oh, no, I knew you wouldn't have a definite answer to that, right?
I'll look into it, bud.
You're like, yeah, no, I've been breaking down some equations at home, and what I can tell you is...